Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for, well, being the first Wednesday of the month. It's only for 2 hours, but we've got some changes to our program starting today. Oz Indie Show, that used to follow me between 3 and 5, will now be heard between 5 and 7 p.m. And starting today between 3 and 5, we've got Matt Shaw's come back. Fantastic to have Matt back, and he's going to be doing a retro show, playing anything from the 40s through to about the 90s. So be great. He'll be on between 3 and 5 every Wednesday afternoon. And, of course, being the first Wednesday of the month, we have the Council Connection show between 2 and 3. So between 1 and 2, we'll have our private investigator, Peter, to come in and talk to us. And in a few moments, we'll be talking to Rodney, who's the director of a Gilbert and Sullivan show called The Arcadians, which we'll tell you all about that. It's going to be in the gardens up in Sassafras. So as soon as we get him on the line, we'll be talking about that.
I used to feel uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, oh, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to lost and found. You came along to claim it, and I didn't know just what was wrong with me. Oh, till your kiss helped me name it. If I make you happy, I don't need to do more. 'Cause you make me free. You make me free. You make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, 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 baby, what you've done to me.
Now, for the first interview this afternoon, I'm going to talk to, well, it is a great opportunity for the long weekend, for you to get away and have a bit, well, not get away necessarily, but to have a lot of fun. And we're going to talk to Robert. He's the director of a Gilbert and Sullivan opera show that's the Arcadians, which is going to be held this weekend. And if you miss that, then there's the opportunity to go and see it down at the Round. I know I'm going with a group to the Round in a couple of weeks' time. But first of all, welcome, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, Robert, I've got to ask you the question. Is this, were you sought out to be the director, or is this a show that you particularly wanted to do?
Well, I am the co-director with Naomi Tooby, and it was a show that we have done before, and we took it actually, we took Coles to Newcastle. We took it to England as part of a festival there in 2010. So, and we're, so this is our first revival in 15 years. A sort of, in my opinion, a long overdue revival, but there you are.
And probably a different cast after 15 years.
Well, no. Well, yes, I've got three original members from the 2010 cast that have come back, and it was partly their urging that we did bring it back. So that was Brett O'Meara and Bruce Raggett and Simon Cooper, so from the 2010 cast. So, yeah, thrilled to be doing it again.
Now, why did you originally get involved with this show yourself, Robert?
Well, there was a recording made in the 1960s with our own June Bronhill on HMV, which was a studio recording. The show dates from 1909, so this brought the show a bit to a modern audience, and I love that recording. And the score is wonderful. There's not a dull song in the whole score, and it's part Gilbert and Sullivan-esque. It's part opera, even it's part music hall, which it's a wonderful combination, which works brilliantly.
Is it something like My Fair Lady? Is it that style?
You have to wonder whether Lerner and Lowe knew about the Arcadians, because there's certainly some echoes in it. For instance, the second act takes place at the races, and the cast look into the audience following the race very much like they do in the Ascot scene. So, you know, it does have some echoes of My Fair Lady, and it was a similar success. It's hard to imagine that such a show with such success is all but forgotten today, but like a lot of those Edwardian shows, they were really knocked out by the First World War, and by the time the 20s came around, it was all about American musical comedy. So it was unfortunate that it didn't continue being appreciated, because as it ran for over 800 performances in its original run in London, which is longer than any of the Gilbert and Sullivan operas, which, of course, have survived much, much better. But it was actually, it ran longer than the Mikado originally. So it was a huge hit in its day.
Now, Robert, I've got to ask you, this is in a different setting, isn't it? In a few weeks' time, it's going to be in the Round, but this weekend, it's not in the Round. It's not in a theatre.
No, it's actually in my garden of all places. I live in the Dandenongs. I live in Sassafras.
Yep.
And it's a lovely English garden. And we started doing concerts here in the early noughties inside the house with the grand piano. And then we moved into the garden. It's a half acre of English garden. So the audience sits under a 100-year-old pin oak tree. And we build a stage at the bottom of the garden. And people just love it. They love coming here, even if it's a little drizzly. They still love coming here, being in the garden and drinks. And then when we take it to the Round, we do a slightly different version, because we use a lot of projections, which of course we can't do in the garden. So we have realistic scenery in the garden, but once we get to the Round, it'll be all done with projections, which I really love. We can do a lot more with the projections than we can in the gardens. And it's inside and it's comfortable, but both versions, I think, are worth seeing and have their fans.
So you can almost come twice, couldn't you? You could come this weekend and then go to the Round later on, while the basics of the show are the same, with the different settings and that, it'd almost feel like a different show.
Indeed it would. And it's one of the things that occurred to me. I feel like putting in the promotion, you know, book twice, because once you see the show, you want to see it again, because it, you know, as I said, it doesn't come around very often. And I have a wonderful, wonderful cast that do the show a superb justice. So yes, it would be quite a different experience. We're working with a little palm chord orchestra arranged by Jeffrey Urquhart. So it's not to piano; it's to a four piece, as I said, palm chord ensemble, which is really charming, and it's lovely in the garden, and it'll also be equally lovely in the round.
All right, so. How would you classify it? Would you call it a musical comedy, which is a bit unusual for Gilbert and Sullivan, isn't it?
Well, it is, although we've done Kiss Me, Kate, and we've done My Fair Lady in recent right. years. But it's really hard to categorise. I'd say it actually had two composers, Lionel Monckton and Howard Talbot. Howard Talbot followed really very much like Arthur Sullivan type thing, whereas Lionel Monckton became a very successful, musical comedy composer. So you've got the two elements there, which I think work wonderfully.
Well, without giving away the synopsis, because I'm coming along to see it when it's down at the round, because I can't go there this weekend. So just give us a bit of an idea what the storyline, without giving too much away.
Well, the first act is set in Arcadia, which is people may know is a sort of almost mythical place. Actually, I believe they think it might be in Greece. But anyway, there's this land of innocent people frolicking, and a plane crashes nearby, and it's a Londoner called James Smith, and he can't believe what he's encountered with his Arcadian people, but he starts to behave badly, and they think that they will put him down the well of truth and turn him into an Arcadian. And as Arcadians, they all go back to London to try to reform the wicked English that tell lies and cheat and so forth. And the Arcadians all arrive at the Ascot races in the second act. And then the third act takes place in the Arcadian Cafe in London. So it's two scenes, and it's, as I said, it does have echoes of My Fair Lady as well. And also of Gilbert, I think as one critic said at the time, not since the fairies invaded the Houses of Parliament has London been so enchanted by the Arcadians invading London.
Now, I've got to ask you, Robert, because it's in a garden setting, there will be limited tickets too, wouldn't there? Like, it's not going to have hundreds. There's not hundreds of tickets available, is there?
No, I'm not sure where we are. Last weekend we were sold out, but we've got the three performances coming up on weekend, including on Labor Day, which is, I think, a bit of a gamble for us. But I think for anybody wanting to get away from the zoom of the Grand Prix, it's the perfect place to come. And, of course, setting Arcadia in my garden or in the garden is rather a nice idea. And, as I said, people just are so appreciative of it and really love the whole experience.
Now, I've got to – it's this Saturday, the 7th, Sunday the 8th and Monday the 9th. They're all at 2 p.m., aren't they?
They are all at 2 p.m., yes.
At Claremont Road in Sassafras.
Clarkmont Road.
Oh, quite.
Four Clarkmont Road in Sassafras, yes.
Yep. Now, the tickets are $60.55 for concession, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And also with the tickets, you get a free program, which is rather splendid, and a free glass of wine. So you get a very elaborate program for that.
Sounds terrific.
Really worth seeing.
Now, Robert, how do they book the tickets?
They go to on website to www.gsov.org.au, gsov.org.au, and that site will then take them to the booking site.
All right, so people who are listening, and it's not that far till the weekend, so it's this Saturday at 2 p.m., this Sunday at 2 p.m., and this Monday, the long weekend, 2 p.m. also up at Clarkmont Road, Sassafras, and it's
correct.
Called the Arcadians, and Robert would love to see you along.
Absolutely. I think it's really an unusual experience to see something in a garden like this. As I said, everybody is very appreciative of being here. And, of course, as we all know, the Dandenongs is one of the glorious places to be in Melbourne.
Absolutely. And just, I've seen a photo. Some of the women are in beautiful old gowns, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The costumes have been done by a wonderful woman, Helen Ebsworthy. She's really made them, a lot of them, mostly, and they're very elaborate and very, very beautiful. I think the everybody is remarking on how, and she does, she adds so much to the production with her skills.
Sounds terrific. All right, so there's your opportunity this Saturday, Sunday and Monday, all at 2 p.m., and it's a Gilbert and Sullivan opera, but it is a comedy, a musical comedy, or along that line.
Yes.
And if you'd like the book, then I suggest people get on to it pretty quick, Robert.
Yes, they do. And, of course, as I said, reminding them that the following weekend is also at the Round.
That's the following weekend, is it?
Yes. From the 13th to the 15th at the Round. So that will be indoors. As we've said, it'll be a slightly different production, being indoors.
Is it the Round, the 2 p.m. the same? Do you know?
It's 8 p.m. on the 13th, that's Friday evening.
Yep.
And it's Saturday the 14th at 2 and 8 p.m. and then Sunday the 15th at 2 p.m.
Beauty. Sounds Robert, I wish you all the well. Hope it's terrific. And, well, I look forward to, I don't know if you'll be there, but I'll certainly be there on the Saturday in the afternoon down at the Round.
Yes, I'll definitely be there. And thank you very much for this.
No worries at all. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Robert. Bye.